This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 37, Deep Thoughts Thursday, why enthusiasm is everything for English learners.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel. Coming to you from Boston, Massachusetts, USA.
In this episode, you'll learn two key ways to bring more enthusiasm into your English learning.
Hey, Lindsay, what's up?
Hey, Gabby. Feeling pretty good today?
Awesome. Well, today for Deep Thoughts Thursday, we have a quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. And it goes like this: enthusiasm is the mother of effort, and without it, nothing great was ever achieved.
Very deep.
Yeah, you know, people sometimes, you know, they have this critique of being too enthusiastic.
Oh my God, it's so sort of postmodern, right?
Yeah. Well, and I think, like, in general, Americans are kind of known for being too enthusiastic. Everything is really super amazing.
Right.
And, you know, super cool, incredible. We use a lot of these, like, amplified descriptors.
Awesome.
Yeah. So really
awesome.
Amazingly cool, right? And we're very positive. We tend to have a lot of enthusiasm or superlatives in our speech. But you know what? It's important.
Yes. I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't like the idea that, like, sometimes people jump on this sort of enthusiasm as being cheesy or sort of,
right.
Because, yeah, this is very true. You're not going to get anywhere in life without enthusiasm. And
yeah.
What's the point of living without enthusiasm anyways?
Totally. Have some energy there. When you get enthusiastic or you get inspired, you get energetic about something, it gives you the energy. It gives you the the initiative.
The edge. It gives you a lot of things.
Yeah.
But yeah, it gives you that initial surge of energy to move forward, to start a project, or in the case for you guys as English learners, to initiate a conversation.
Right.
Or keep learning even when you've made a lot of mistakes.
Right. And to put that effort in, knowing that with effort you will achieve something you can be enthusiastic about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
So try to find a sense of enthusiasm for your English. And maybe if you're not feeling enthusiastic about it, ask yourself why. What's going on? Are you using the wrong materials?
Yeah.
Do you need people in your life to inspire you? Like, what do you need?
What helps you to be enthusiastic? I have a couple ideas. Like, I love watching TED Talks, and there are probably thousands of TED Talks, and some of them are really, really good, and they inspire me, and they get me enthusiastic to put effort into my projects. What else, what do you get enthusiastic about, or how do you get inspired to be enthusiastic?
Yeah, I get inspired through connecting with people. So that's, I've said this before in this podcast, but that's who I am. I like connecting with people, and that's why I learn languages. That's why I teach, because I love the fact that when you learn a new language, that opens that window to actually talk with somebody from the other part of another part of the world that you never would have connected with otherwise. So for me, it's practicing. So when I go out and I want to work on my Spanish, it's about practicing it with people and creating a connection with them, and maybe having a laugh, sharing a drink, something like that.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's awesome. Thanks for the practical tip. And I just want to thank you guys for listening. I want to inspire you. We want to give you enthusiasm and enthusiasm to put your ears into English, right?
Yeah, put those ears in. So we'll see you guys next time.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Lindsay.
Lindsay, so I've heard some of your students have been using the premium transcripts for this podcast. Tell me about that.
Yeah, you know, this podcast is just is fantastic if you want to have some fun and you want to learn a little bit, you want to get a little bit of motivation for your English. But, you know, my students are actually really, really serious about improving, and I'm excited about that. That's why I'm working with them. And so for them, the way for them to actually really improve is to use the premium transcripts. So we've been using those in class together, and they've been able to learn a ton.
Yeah, actually, my students too, they read the transcripts. You can read them out loud. You can do some shadowing with the transcripts as well. You can look up vocabulary. You can do a lot of things. I don't want to go on and on, but the premium transcripts are super helpful. And we want to encourage those of you who are serious about improving your English this new year to try them out. You can find them at allearsenglish.com/conversations.
All right, so please check it out. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the All Ears English podcast. We're here to help you learn English, and you can help us by leaving a 5-star review on iTunes. See you next time.